Welcome back to Counterculture. Here on the podcast, we spend time discussing relevant cultural topics to encourage high school students in their faith. I'm one of your hosts, Zach Thompson, and I hope that today's episode challenges you, encourages you, and equips you in your walk with Christ. Without further ado, let's dive into today's conversation.
What's up, everybody? Hey, it is almost Christmas, or maybe if you're listening to this, Christmas has already passed, which is sad. But hey, Zach and Cooper, we're back for another episode of Counterculture. And hey, before we start, we just want to quickly say, if you are not following or subscribed to this podcast, we'd love for you guys to do that in Spotify, Google, or Apple. And if you, this is helpful, this episode is helpful for you, if you share it to social media, it just helps us out a lot. And we really appreciate you guys helping us get that word out. So, but yeah, Zach, what's up?
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. The fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Nice. That's good.
Get it? Because it's about to snow.
It is. Yeah, we're recording this on Thursday and there's a big snowstorm coming and people are freaking out about it. I don't think it's going to be that bad. But
hey, but let's talk about this. So you know how it snows and it's frightful outside, which usually means, you know, you cozy up inside.
Yeah.
So let's talk about rest.
Yeah, it's break, Christmas break. And Christmas time is a good time for getting some time just to rest. And so we thought it'd be good to talk about that today. So as far as rest goes, it's a biblical concept. It's an important thing. And what is the current culture saying about rest?
Well, I think rest is seen as in the culture as lazy. I think we're in a very much a, the more you do, the more productive you are, the more successful you are is how busy your schedule is.
Right.
And you see that even in high school, you see, you know, you've got school and then maybe you've got a club you go to or a practice and then you go home and you do homework and then you work. And it's like,
it's very go.
Yeah. But we celebrate that. We hear, you're involved in this and this and this. Oh, that's awesome. That like, that's going to get you into the best school when you write down all of the activities that you're involved in. And so our culture celebrates busy and doing everything. If you probably look at someone or a high school student says like, I kind of just go to school and I go home and I don't really have anything in the evenings. People probably look at you like, well, get a job or like, you should be involved in stuff.
Right.
And we don't necessarily look at that and say, well, hold on a second. What if that's a good thing?
Yeah.
What if it's a good thing to have margin in your schedule, to have moments just to stop and not have to do anything? But again, culture kind of celebrates packing your schedule with everything.
Right. And I definitely think that the culture right now, it's easy for Christ followers, for believers, especially high school students. I feel like high school students are some of the busiest people that I know. And so kind of what we're talking about today is how can we balance our lives with also getting an adequate amount of time just to rest and to recuperate. Mm-hmm. And so I know we have some scriptures that we want to talk through. But also we just hope that this is kind of helpful and just especially now when there's intentional rest happening with Christmas. Yeah. So, but yeah, you want to go ahead and start with the scripture?
Yeah. Well, I grabbed Matthew 11 and this is one that probably a lot of our students have heard before, but I want to read it out of the Message version, because it kind of sets this tone for when we think about rest, there's good ways to rest and there's bad ways to rest. Okay. Mm. And Jesus talks about how going to him and spending time with him is the best way to rest. And he says this in Matthew 11, and I'm reading from the Message version. And this says, are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. And listen, we hear rest and sometimes we associate that with like, okay, I'm just going to be lazy and restful means to go and veg out and on Netflix or streaming services or watch TikTok, or to play video games. And that's not what we're talking about here. That's not the rest that we as Christ followers should be pursuing. The kind of rest that Jesus says in his word that he says is the best is when you are spending time with him. Mm. That is when you can find real rest from the busyness, the craziness, the stress of life. And so I wanted to read that scripture today, but you had one too.
Yeah, and that's good. I think that, you know, in scripture, it talks about the concept of a Sabbath. And the Sabbath is like when Jesus came, the culture, the Jewish culture was very much like everything stops for a whole day.
Yep.
And right. They were super, super uptight about it. And in the scriptures, when Jesus says in Mark 2:27, it says the Sabbath was made to meet the needs of the people, not people to meet the needs of the Sabbath. Mm. And I think that that's really interesting because whenever I think of Sabbath, I've heard it described. Sabbath is basically just really intentional rest, just to put it really simply. And it's an important concept because really we were not meant to always be going. God did not create us to always go. And so he gave this, in scriptures, it's so important. It talks about the Sabbath, which is really important, but it's not meant to be burdensome. It's meant to be life bringing. And so I think whenever, you know, the things that have been helpful with me about Sabbath is that it doesn't mean that I'm necessarily sitting down for 4 hours reading scripture for 4 hours, but it could mean, it could mean that I go to the gym and I spend that time intentionally doing something I enjoy and delight in while experiencing God in that moment and being mindful of him. Or it definitely can be spending time with Christ, or maybe it could be even like, you know, for me, it could be like playing piano or playing guitar.
Yep.
And it could be worship music, but it could also just be just doing something that I enjoy, that I experience the Lord during, in ways to, because God created us with different passions and different things that refresh our soul, that fill our bucket. And so when we're constantly going, we're constantly doing things over, you know, we're at work and then we're at school and then we're at sports. When we come home, we don't have a chance to breathe. That will add up, and that really could lead to us getting overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's really good. And I think as we kind of apply this, like how can a high school student practice rest? I think what you need to start with is, let's think about, there's kind of two enemies of rest. Okay, there's hurry, is putting everything on your schedule and go, 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 and never having any margin. And the number two enemy of rest is sloth.
Which
is laziness.
Yeah,
so we may think sloth is rest, like scrolling TikTok, vegging out and just watching endless episodes on Netflix, playing video games, all that stuff. But that's not actually real rest. It's lazy rest.
Right.
It's not necessarily engaging like your mind and things that can be good in rest. And so you have to fight those two enemies of rest. And here's how I would encourage our high school students maybe to practice this over Christmas break. For hurry, create margin. Have spaces of your day where you don't have anything scheduled. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. For some of you, that's going to stress you out that you've got nothing.
Yes.
You're afraid of boredom. Good. Boredom is okay. Boredom is a good thing.
Yeah, it's good to sit in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should have moments during this break where you have boredom. And then number two, for sloth, one of the greatest enemies of sloth is actually play. And to do things that are not necessarily lazy, but that are fun. Here's some encouraging things, or some things you can do to fight sloth maybe over Christmas break. Go for a walk. Mm-hmm. Maybe go for a walk with one of your siblings or with your parent, with your family, with your dog. That might be a great thing. Do a puzzle. All right? Puzzles.
Yeah, you like puzzles.
I love puzzles.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Puzzles are awesome. but I think puzzles are better than just watching Netflix all day.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, play games with your family, play fun board games and stuff like that. Do stuff that are restful things, but they aren't necessarily things that it's just mindlessly scrolling TikTok, where also you can find some things that aren't good for your mind there. So fight sloth, fight hurry, and create spaces of margin and play over this Christmas break. That's what I would encourage our high school students.
Yeah, and that's great. And so, I mean, we just wanted to keep today pretty short, and we really hope that you guys get the chance to just get some good rest, just to get some time to take a break from school.
And, seriously, take a break, guys.
And breathe and relax and catch up on sleep all of those really good things. And so, anything else, Zach, before we wrap up?
That's it. I'm glad you said sleep. We're meant to be. I mean, God created us to be asleep for a third of our life. If you think about it, if we're supposed to get 8 hours a night.
Yeah.
And that's scientifically proven. So rest up, which I know a lot of our students do. They sleep until noon.
Yeah. Hey, there are, I mean, there are worse things.
There are worse things than sleeping until noon. Yeah.
So. All right, guys. Well, hey, thanks so much for joining us. We hope you guys have an awesome break and we'll see you next time.
Peace. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the conversation, I want to invite you to subscribe to the podcast and share it to your social media accounts. To stay up to date, check us out on Instagram at ECUHSN or join us on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for our high school service. Thanks so much for listening and have a great week.